Welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting from Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. We're back here again with Dr. David Berlinski, a senior fellow at Discovery Institute, to talk to us about the nature of mathematics.
You mentioned earlier there's a debate over whether mathematics is out there waiting for us to discover it, or is it something that human minds are creating as we go along? And I think, if I understand you correctly, I mean, I feel fairly persuaded by what you're saying, that it has to be out there for us to discover it. Otherwise, how could we discover something if we're making it up as we go along? It seems like it was already there. The world operated as it did before human minds were around to discover it. So I guess a question I would ask is...
But I have a question to ask you. I mean, you say with some considerable confidence, you're persuaded of the view that mathematics is in some sense out there. That sounds good, but where is there?
Yeah, that's a good question.
and with questions like that, I think the apparent bedrock of certainty starts to become very friable, because we're using spatial or temporal metaphors where we're not really confident they belong. Hmm. Mathematics is not really out there or in here. The lesson seems to be, or at least the better part of wisdom seems to be, avoid those kind of metaphors. Because no matter which metaphor you choose, out there, in here, you're going to be led to, if not a contradiction, then a serious point of incoherence.
So here's a question. Obviously, mathematics is not the creation of human minds. I think that much we can be fairly confident of, because it existed before human minds were present.
Well, some mathematics clearly is.
Okay.
Don't forget that. I mean, when you take a look at a computer program that some clever computer programmer wrote, I don't know, 50,000 lines of code from Microsoft Word. I think that's about right. Very few people would want to say those 50,000 lines of code were present at the Big Bang.
Sure.
That's a creation. So some parts of mathematics, if you consider computer science a part of mathematics, and sure, why not?
Sure.
That's got to be counted as a part of mathematics, which is, it does represent a free creation.
Sure. I mean, I've done some programming. I mean, I know that if you're programmed, it will just do what you tell it to do.
Sure.
But why does it do it? Well, there are certain rules of logic that seem to be, for lack of a better word, out there, you know, that it's accessing. And you can make a program, even a program that will compile, will sometimes give you the output you were looking for or the wrong output, depending on whether or not the way that you built the code and build equations into the code, whether they are properly accessing the information that you're trying to manipulate and compute. So I agree with you. I mean, obviously, code is the creation of a coder, of a programmer, but they still are subject to laws greater than themselves, I would say.
Yeah, who among us is not? I don't consider that a decisive advance in understanding. The point, however, is that you've taken the first step in a series of what could be a very considerable number of concessions. If you turn from computer programming, say, to algebra, and you ask about a variety of possible algebraic objects, whether they were discovered or created, it's not entirely clear to me that the answer jumps out at you. I would certainly say among the central objects in mathematics are the groups. The groups have a certain definition. Well, did Galois and mathematicians at that time, 1820s in France, happened to stumble upon a series of extraordinarily interesting definitions, with the existence of the groups satisfying those definitions following, or did they have some intuition about the essential nature of the group, and they were simply recording their intuitions, and the group had an antecedent existence? It's not that easy to say.
And on the other hand, sometimes I'm sure that there are certain mathematical theorems that turn out to be false. So what do we say about that? Well, this was created by a human mind, but it wasn't accessing the truth that was actually out there. What's going on there? Obviously, a human mind played a role in coming up with that theorem, whether it turns out to be false or not.
Well, if it's a theorem, presumably it can't be false, but it can be a mistake.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to think that mathematicians, no less than anyone else, can't make mistakes. The essential mystery, I think, is not dispelled by any of these argumentative gambits. Mm. No matter which gambit you take, there's something that doesn't quite add up. And it's very mysterious. There is the existence, for example, of standard mathematics, standard view of the numbers, and there's also non-standard. Are we to say that non-standard analysis partakes of the same remoteness from space and time as standard analysis, or is that more of a kind of artistic creation which doesn't correspond to anything fundamental in reality? I don't know of anybody who's provided what I would consider an overwhelmingly plausible account of the origin and the nature of mathematics. Don't forget the 20th century is full of failed accounts. We know that mathematics is not logic. We know that mathematics can be described as an uninterpreted game of symbols. We have difficulty understanding what Platonic mathematics could be. We're pretty sure that mathematics couldn't completely or entirely be simply an invention of the human mind. Something is obviously lacking in our understanding.
These are great questions, Dr. Berlinski, and we appreciate you offering your time and insights here.
Anytime.
I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Stay tuned for more as we resolve the mysteries of the universe and mathematics. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2014. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.